Sometimes people will apologize to you. And if they apologize sincerely, that's all they have to offer. Especially if they apologize to you and they change their behavior. That person, it's nothing else they can do. Because they apologize to you sincerely, doesn't mean you need to fake it. You don't gotta be like, oh yeah, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good. No. That is your time to have that conversation with them, or at least return back to the conversation with them about how they truly hurt you. This is about you overcoming. So don't fake your forgiveness and then carry it with you. So get it all out with that person. Talk to them. If they apologize, listen, I'm sorry the way I did you, or I abused you, or I beat on you, or whatever it is, and they truly mean it. That doesn't mean, and I'm talking about a relationship on this particular statement, that doesn't mean y'all need to get back together. I'm not saying that. I'm saying don't fake forgive them. Don't be like, oh, it's all fine. It's cool. Next thing you know, you sitting with it. Oh, so-and-so tried to apologize. No. That's not going to get you nowhere. You have to really sit with it. I'm not saying you have to do it the moment that they apologize to you, because you may not be ready for it. But you can come back around to it to really forgive them for yourself. Not for them. For yourself. You don't have to fake it. You can be like, look, the way you really did me. And they apologize, I'm sorry. But no, you can get it out. Look, the way you abused me. This and this. Get it out. Don't fake it. Because it's going to keep coming back around and coming back around and coming back around. And I see people that's still 60 dealing with something that somebody did to them when they were 19, 18. It's some deep scars. And I'm helping them get out of it. But deep scars, and they all say the same thing. It's about that starting point. So I'm telling you, you can start early. When somebody apologizes to you, really sit down with it. Sit down with it. And you don't got to fake forgive them. You can sit with it and really, if they're willing to have a conversation with you, then you can let it all out. Even if they are not willing to have a conversation with you and they gave you an apology, it's not about them. It's about you and coming to terms for yourself. So you don't have to fake your emotions. If you're hurt, you're still hurt. You can accept their apology. Especially if they really mean it. That doesn't mean you need to fake. Oh, okay, you know, it's cool. Because then that person walk away like, man, they ain't even accept. It ain't about that. It's about you. Once again, I want you to be whole with yourself. And it's hurt. And it hurt me deep to talk to so many people that be like, you know, I mean, I was abused, but I just told them it was okay. You know, it's all right. It's all right. I'm like, no, it ain't all right. Look at how you behaving. Look how you carry yourself. Look how you affecting other people because you still hurt and you faking like you forgave that person. You're faking like you okay. You're not. We have to embrace these things. And it's hard. Because I've seen stories or I've seen people, I've talked to people that two people experience extreme traumas and they process it totally different. I can't say everybody's, you know, trauma is exactly the same, but if this woman have been raped and this woman have been raped and this woman has got through it, like she's really doing well and this person has let it devour her, what became the difference between their mentalities? Now, that's a lot of factors because I don't want to do a direct comparison, but what I'm saying is it's a lot of factors. And the one that has quote unquote got out of it didn't fake their emotions. It was like, man, I was truly hurt. I had to dig deep. I had to accept it. I had to talk to them. I had to ask them, why did they abuse me? I had to ask them, blah, 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 blah. They had to really dig deep. But it wasn't for that other person. It's for themselves. And that's what I want to get across to you. It's about you. Do not fake it. If you are hurt, it is okay. But what must be done is figuring out a plan that you can accept yourself. I don't want you being that person being 60, 50, 70 years old, still grieving off of something that happened to you when you was 12, 13, 14, and 20. We should have overcame that hurdle to a point that we can help others that's going through it. And as I said, I know it's difficult. And at times it's hard for me to do these type of videos because I know the information you have to hear in order to help you, but it's difficult hearing it. It's difficult hearing that you should not be faking your emotions and you gotta embrace it because it's about you. It's difficult hearing you shouldn't just forgive the person just off words. Like, yeah, I forgive you. It's fine. I ain't even dealing. Nah, you was hurt and get it out. And deal with the process of healing. Just like anything, you cut yourself, it doesn't just heal off immediately. It takes a process to heal it, but it's healed. And that's the point that I'm making. We can scab up, we can scar, but we will heal. And that's what I want you to do. So don't fake your forgiveness to people. Be honest with yourself. Be true to yourself. And then heal.